It's Morning Edition from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Rick Ganley, and I'm here this morning, as we are every other Friday, with NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown, host of the podcast Outside In. And he's got a listener question, and I don't know anything about it.
We like you confused and baffled.
not hard to do with me, Sam.
Why do geese make V's? Does a bumblebee sneeze? Can a person eat trees? Can a polar bear freeze? Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
Well, I don't know. Ask Sam.
All right, here's the question.
Okay.
Congratulations on becoming a father. I'm hoping you can answer a question many new parents face today, cloth versus disposable diapers. I've heard that cloth diapers are more environmentally friendly because they don't end up in a landfill, but washing them must use a lot of water and cleaning materials, so they're really better. Also, have you heard of compostable diapers, and are they the answer to this problem?
I'd like to start with a really quick anecdote. I worked on a farm at one point with a family that tried the compostable diapers. And things that are compostable do not compost if you throw them in a landfill. You have to actually compost them.
That's true. They have to be rotated around,
right,
moved around. Yeah.
Right. And so if you're just chucking them in the trash and thinking, like, I'm doing my bit for the world, you are not. But anyway, we worked on this farm with a family that tried the compostables. And one of my jobs was to dig out an old compost bin that had been sitting there for a couple of years. It was mostly soil all the way down through. You know, biology had done its work. But I got to the bottom, and there was this thick layer of supposedly compostable diapers had been there for years and had not broken down.
Boy, what a great discovery that was.
So watch out for those manufacturer claims. Things may be compostable in like an industrial facility, but if you're throwing them in a landfill or in your backyard, it might not do the trick.
Yeah, this is kind of like flushable wipes. Probably not necessarily as advertised.
Right. Also, I think this is a class of question that I put in the super confusing bin, because what you've got is, if you Google this, what you find is information from the reusable manufacturers and information from the disposable manufacturers being sort of amplified on blogs everywhere.
Yeah, everybody's got an opinion, but not always informed.
Well, it's motivated reasoning is what it is. It's people trying to sell you their product.
Sure.
And finding an actual analysis is really hard. I did find two, however, both life cycle analyses, one done in the UK, one done in Australia, and they look at the impacts to landfills, to water consumption, and to energy consumption. So you ready for the bottom line here?
I'm ready for science.
This is just a quick rule of thumb that comes from the UK analysis, and it's from Jennifer Moore Bernstein, who's a lecturer at the University of Southern California. She did a bunch of this research herself when she became a parent.
About 30 cloth diapers equal 4,000 disposable diapers. That's kind of the metric that's been established.
So what is she saying there? One cloth diaper?
So if you have 30 cloth diapers, that has about the same environmental impact as 4,000 reusable diapers. So if a kid goes through about 2,500 diapers a year, over the course of 2.5 years of diapering, you do in fact pay back the environmental benefit of using reusables. Over the course of that 2.5 years of diapering, you're going to save about 200 kilograms of carbon emissions, which is about the equivalent of a little bit less than 2 tanks of gas.
Oh.
In the grand scheme of all of our impacts on the world, especially if we're just looking at carbon emissions, this isn't a huge deal. Diapers are about 1.6% of our solid waste. So if you're concerned about landfill space, you know, there's a little slice there as well. And a reusable diaper, a set of 30 of them, costs like $400 up front.
So I think that, you know, there's a certain level of privilege just to be able to access the cloth diaper system from the beginning. But I think it's when it starts getting weird and judgy that it becomes problematic.
And let's face it, some people can get weird and judgy about this particular subject.
And here's the takeaway. If you're a family that can't afford these diapers, you're probably consuming less generally and probably emitting less carbon generally than a wealthy family. And so if there's anyone to preach at, maybe it's the folks who can't afford the cloth diapers.
I was going to say that I've used disposable diapers with both my children, and I feel no guilt about it. It is another segment of Ask Sam, NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown here. He answers questions about the natural world. And if you have a question, Sam wants to hear it, I'm sure. Sam, how can listeners get in touch with you?
They can record it as a voice memo on a smartphone, send it to outsidein@nhpr.org, or call the hotline 1-844-GO-OTTER.
Greatest hotline ever.
Best in the world.
Sam Evans-Brown. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you, Rick.